880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, welcome to another edition of Freed on Business, and we have got a smoking show for you today. We're going to talk about the business of healthcare in the future. We're going to talk about what your doctor's office is going to be like and what going to the doctor is going to be like in 2025. We're going to be doing that with Clem Beazold. He's a PhD, and he's the chairman of the board and co-founder of the Institute for Alternative Futures. The guy is unbelievable. We're also going to have our U Health guest, Dr. Lauren Osbolt, MD. She's an assistant professor of clinical psychiatry and behavioral sciences director, U Health Eating Disorder Program, Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at the University of Miami Medical Health Center. We call them U Health on our show. She is terrific. We've spent the last half hour talking, and she's diagnosed every one of my mental disorders. And then we're going to have at 5:30 Dr. Victor Franks. We're going to talk about what we learned last week at the ICAMP, the University of Miami's Alternative Medicine Conference. I couldn't believe it. There were more people there that thought like Dr. Franks than I've ever seen in one place at one time. It was really mellow. Then we're going to have Lolly Green, MSW. She's going to have her positive energy minute. What we're going to do this week is we're going to talk about setting goals you can achieve so you can get on the path of positive reinforcement. And then we're going to have Javier Morales and Alex Thomas from Associates in Business. They're going to talk about how they're making my show Facebook 2.0 friendly and how you can make money with your Facebook and your website just the way I do. And now we're going to do some emails. I'm going to talk to you guys.
No, Jim, first you're going to answer the question as to your tie.
Oh, you want to know about my tie, huh? Okay.
It has personality.
Yeah, well, thank you. I occasionally do as well. My tie, thank you. And that was actually the voice of Juan. You'll never hear that again. And the reason, I'll tell you the story behind my tie. My tie was something that I got in 1985 or 86. I had to order it mail order. I was working for a big New York investment banking firm in their Florida backwater office. And in order for me to go to the home office, I had to have an Hermes tie. So Hermes, the closest Hermes store was in Palm Beach, and I was working in Tampa at the time. So first thing I did was I called them up. And what did they do? They sent me a catalog. After they sent me the catalog, I called them back and told them which tie I selected and prayed that it would look like that. And I called in my credit card number. Not like today where you could just click, point, shoot, and buy. But that's how I got the tie. Last year I had it rehabbed, and I'm wearing it for the first time since it rehabbed. Juan, it must have hit a chord with you. Thank you so much for bringing
it. It's a beautiful tie, Jim.
Thank you so much, Juan, and you're a beautiful guy. But let's talk to some of our callers and guests and emailers.
Now, where you been, baby? You've got mail.
All right, Barry White. Thank you, as always, for the introduction. Now we got our – oh, this is for you, Doc. Steve from Fort Lauderdale. What if I don't feel like eating anymore? What if everything is so boring to me and I can't stop losing weight and I feel like I'm falling through the floor with my weight? What should I do? Well, Steve, I think you should hang out for another 5 minutes until we get Dr. Lauren Osbolt on the phone, on the line, in the room, and on a wire, and she can help talk to you about the eating disorder situation that you have. Monica from Miami. I have perfect credit but no money in the bank. I need a short-term personal loan just to get by. What should I do? Punt. Not really, Lauren. Not really, Monica. What you've got to do, Monica, is you've got to find a community bank where you know somebody at that bank, hopefully somebody in management. And if you do, they may be in the position, if they're solvent financially, to be able to help you with a personal loan. The community banks are out there to help you. And if you have perfect credit, there's got to be a story why you don't have cash money in the bank. Tell them your story. They'll want to hear it. And hopefully they'll be able to help you get a loan, Monica. Good luck. I know it's not easy out there, but you're going to make it, miss. Paul from South Miami writes, I work out in my house. I can't seem to stop. I work. Oh, 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 oh. I work out of my house. Sorry. This is a person with a home office. I can't seem to stop working. I eat at my desk a lot. I can't lose any weight. I try exercise, but I can't seem to find the time. I guess you could call me a workaholic. What should I do? Paul, hang out for 5 minutes. Lauren Osbolt, MD, from the University of Miami Health System, we call them UHealth on our show, is going to be on, and she will talk to you and your issue. Steve from Brickell, seems the condo market's back, and I see construction cranes and sales centers popping up. When's that next big party coming? Is the party on again? Yeah, Steve, the party's on again. I'm writing an article. We're going to publish it on our website on Monday. It's going to be all about the condo party that's going on Brickell and downtown and the CBD. The party's on again. Make sure you go to our website, www.freedonbusiness.com, and look for that article. And then next week, we're going to have my co-author, Craig Worley of Focus Real Estate, on. And Craig and I are going to go through what the status of the condo market in Miami is. It's something you do not want to miss. Vicky from Miramar, my husband and I both had our hours cut back at the office. It's created an enormous stress on both of us. I know that our children sense this. What can we do? Vicky, you can just be as sensitive to each other and as loving to each other as possible and demonstrate that in front of your kids. Even if the stress is driving you crazy, do the best you can. And if it gets the best of you, honestly talk to your kids. It's the only thing that can help everybody through this. But the family unit will come through it together. I remember when there was the big recession in the 70s and our family had to pull together. We did. We were stronger for it. I wish you the best, Vicky. Stick with it. It's going to be okay. The kids love you. They ain't going to know the difference. They just love you. All right, Eric from Miami. What do you think the Fed should do with interest rates and why? Well, I think that the Fed is considering what they should do with interest rates. It's interesting to note that in India, of all places, they just started increasing interest rates. And you go, why? Well, India's having inflation. Guess what's happening here? We're having inflation. There's an article in the paper today about the fact that inflation is starting to eat away at the profits of small businesses, and small businesses are afraid that they can't raise prices in the face of their increasing costs because the economy still hasn't taken off. All this in the face of, thank goodness, moderating gas prices. So inflation hopefully isn't here yet. We know that all the pumping of the money into the federal system and into the banks a few years ago is going to eventually come through and have inflation. The fact that we don't have inflation at all yet is simply because the economy is so weak. Why is the economy weak and why is the recovery not so strong? Well, I'm not that smart. All I can tell you is that we've lost a lot of jobs and they're going to come back. They're going to come back slowly. And as they come back, the economy will come back. I hope that helps you out, Eric. Gordon from Miami, can anybody stop LeBron James? This one came in the other day after he scored the 17 points at the end of the game. The answer, Gordon, is the only person that can stop LeBron James is LeBron James. And I don't think that LeBron is stopping LeBron this year. He needs a little adjustment, and the Heat are going all the way. Barry in Miami, it seems like the apartment market is overheated again. What's up with that? Well, Barry, tune in next week, and we'll talk about the apartment market and condo market in the Central Business District of Miami with my partner in my article, Craig Worley of Focus Real Estate. Craig does all the studies for the Downtown Development Authority. He has his finger on what's going on in the condo and rental market here in Miami-Dade County, and we're going to talk about that. But overall, nationally, the apartment market's on fire. The banks are already pulling back. The equity providers are all concerned, and secondary and tertiary sites have got no chance. Primary sites, it's a bidding war. So, yes, it's overheated. George, I'm a pre-med at a prestigious school in the Northeast. I want to become a doctor. Or should I go into the business of medicine? Well, George, it's obvious that you listen to our show a little bit. And the answer is, being a doctor is going into the business of being in medicine these days. But my experience with all the people at the University of Miami Health System, we call them UHealth on our show, is that if you want to be a doctor and you don't want to be a business person, then join an organization like the one that my friend Dr. Lubarsky runs over at the University of Miami Health Center and let him have the headaches for you from being a business person. So go out there, love people, do what really is meaningful to you, and I am sure that you will find the right path. And if you need any more advice, send me an email and we'll talk offline. Let's see. Is it time to go to a break? Juan is telling me I got time for one more. All right. Let's see, which one do I want to do? I want to do Jason from Miami. didn't you just close that non-recourse cash-out financing on Winn-Dixie? Yes, and it was a fixed-rate loan. So if you want any info on that or how to get any other loan, give me a call at 305-854-5000. We'll be right back after this short message with our U Health guest, Lauren Osbolt, MD. Back after this.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Am I back, Juan? I am back. I am back, and I am rocking. I am cooking like hot grease. I got my tie on. It is rocking out. We've got the University of Miami Health System. We call them U Health. We've got our special guest with us, Dr. Lauren Osbolt, MD, Assistant Professor of Clinical Psychology and Behavioral Sciences, Director, U Health Eating Disorder Program, Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences. Dr. Lauren Osbolt, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Now, please tell us a little bit about eating disorders in America today.
Well, I don't think you have to be a doctor or in healthcare, or maybe you just have to have a pulse to realize that this is a very rampant problem in America. From the checkout line at the supermarket with all the magazines, it's something that is constantly in the attention of the media. It's something that's constantly on people's minds, and it is greatly increasing.
Now, you mentioned the magazines at the checkout line in the store. Is that because it provides such an unattainable image for the American public?
I mean, I think we're always probably fascinated with what stars do and the inner workings of their lives. But yeah, I think that there is an unattainable image there that that people want to kind of lust after.
Well, you know, this is a problem that most people have known as a problem for quite some time. I'll go back to my college days when I went and all the sorority girls were breaking their fingernails, sticking it down their throat and throwing up. I mean, America's known that there's an eating disorder problem for a long time. Is it on the rise or the decline? You would think it would be on the decline with everybody having knowledge of it.
You would think, but actually that's not so. You know, it's sad. 20, 30 years ago, people that treated eating disorders were more your internal medicine and your adult psychiatrist. Today, it's something that's in the child psychiatry field that is mainly addressed by pediatricians, at least initially. So we're starting to see them younger than ever before.
Horrible.
Yeah. And we probably don't have any really good statistics about how prevalent it is. Our statistics tell us it's like 1-2% of the population, but we see it clinically way more than that.
The victims are not exactly the type of person that are going to stand up on a box and say, hey, I've got a problem.
That's exactly correct.
Now, how much impact do you feel that the media's had on this? I think you talked about that a little bit at the checkout counter, but how about all of the red carpet? Must every time the red carpet goes through, you must have a spike in phone calls.
Yeah, I mean, it is something that's very glamorized, and unfortunately, it's rewarded in our society to be very thin, and there is really not a standard of what is too thin in the media or in the celebrity circuit.
I'll tell you what too thin is. Too thin is when I lost my 40 pounds, and I really had lost 45, and somebody came up to me and said, you looked like death. I said, that's it, and I started eating pasta. I couldn't take it anymore. Now, I'm a man, and I lost those 40 pounds, and I found when I was at the bottom of the, when I was starting to really be at the end of my weight loss, that it was sort of a mechanical thing, and it was almost impossible to stop. And I'm a man. Do men have this problem, or just women?
Well, predominantly, we see it more with women. Anorexia nervosa and bulimia nervosa, which are our two eating disorders, or what we think of mainly as our eating disorders, affects about 85-95% women. Binge eating disorder, which doesn't have the behavior of vomiting or laxatives or compensatory behavior, that affects men. You know, we see more like 60% women in that.
Yeah, binge eating. We call that beer and chips. Now, let's see. Is there a specific age where this starts to happen, or is it like older people too? Can this happen to like somebody when they come out of school, when they're redefining themselves? Because it sounded to me like you said the younger people, it starts when they're defining themselves. So I got to figure when you graduate college and you're redefining yourself, it might happen too.
Yeah, that's true. There's really a bimodal peak. We start to see it at the beginning of adolescence, the pre-adolescent period, right before 12, 13, 14 years of age. And then we start to see it again in young adulthood. In the college years, especially on college campuses, it's a huge problem. So really, those are the two times that we see the peaks.
Now, what are the main disorders and what are the signs? You said bulimia and anorexia. Is it just looking for somebody that's a stick figure? Is it like weird hair? What are the real telltale signs for the moms and dads out there that want to know, that maybe think, what could they look for?
Okay. Well, let's start with anorexia. Anorexia, by definition, the person has to be thin. Actually, they have to be less than 85% of their ideal body weight.
Okay.
In addition to that, they have to have a denial that they are thin or that they have any kind of problem. And they have a disturbance in the way their body weight or shape is experienced. They may be 70 pounds, but they feel like they're obese.
Oh.
In addition to technically, by the definition, they have to, if they're a woman, they have to be without their menstrual cycle for 3 months.
Mm.
That is our classic anorexic picture.
Okay.
When we talk bulimia, we're talking someone who is normal weight to maybe slightly overweight, who engages in binging and purging episodes. Binging is when you eat a quantity of food in one sitting that is much greater than an average person would eat it, and you have a feeling of being out of control. You have to have 2 episodes of that a week. As well as compensatory behavior, which would be the vomiting you referred to earlier with the girls losing their fingernails, the over-exercising, laxatives, diuretics. Those are our 2 main eating disorders.
Now, we only have a minute left, according to my friend Juan, the American hero. Now, I'd like to know what treatments are available and how somebody can get help from a UHealth physician on this issue.
Well, the University of Miami has just started a new eating disorder program, and the first step would be to call for an initial evaluation. A comprehensive evaluation is what is needed by a psychiatrist, a psychologist, nutritionist, internal medicine, and we help facilitate that and are able to do all of that at the university. In addition, we are able to have an inpatient program that provides sustenance for the malnutrition, so you can be admitted and refed under close doctor supervision at UMH.
Now, Lauren, how does somebody get a hold of you? Is there a website, a phone number? I want to make this simple. Hold on a second. People, get your phone number, get your pencils ready, because this is an important number. If you or a loved one has a problem with an eating disorder, Lauren, go.
The best number to call is 305-243-6400. This is the direct line to make an appointment for a comprehensive evaluation of a potential eating disorder or a potential eating problem.
All right. Well, Dr. Lauren Osbolt, MD from University of Miami Health System, we call them UHealth on our show. I want to thank you so much for bringing such important data and information to our listening audience. Are we going to go to a break, or we have Clem holding? What should we do, Juan? We're going to go to a quick break, and I'm going to ask Dr. Clem Beasold to please hold. We're going to be right back with Dr. Clem Beasold. We're going to look into the future of what medicine is going to look like in 2015. Again, thank you to Lauren Osbolt, MD, and University of Miami Health System, UHealth, for your special attention today.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Back after this.
Feeling all right. We're all 19 years old. This thing never stops. Films, movies. You know this song, so if you want to join in on the chorus, I want you to join in on this one, okay?
Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb. It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, this is Jim Freed, and we are back. What an awesome interview. I cannot thank Dr. Lauren Osbolt from the University of Miami Health System. We call them UHealth here on the show. Lauren, hopefully you saved a bunch of lives today. And now we're going to find out what the future is going to be like with Clem Beasold. Clem, thank you so much for holding so long on the phone for us. Really do appreciate it. The time is yours, sir.
Great, Jim. Thanks. My pleasure to be here.
Oh, now listen.
We had at the Institute for Alternative Futures done a report on what primary care will be in 2025, developing scenarios to look at that. And And so one of the questions is, what are the forces that are shaping primary care to be different? First, it's clearly the unsustainable costs of healthcare overall, including the potential pending cuts for both Medicare and Medicaid spending. Then there's the uncertainty about health reform, both whether the ACA will go through or what parts, what the Supreme Court's going to do. But there are other technology-related questions, as well as the issue of payment form. Will we have fee-for-service? And as long as we have predominantly fee-for-service, we won't get much change. But there are technologies as well.
Now, what about these video conference type things? I think you refer to it as the Doc Watson, the type digital health coach. What do you think is going to happen in the future with that?
Well, there's teleconferencing, which is going on now, which is growing, will become more significant. Doc Watson, the digital health coach, is even more than that. Watson beat the humans in Jeopardy, and then one of the next projects for IBM is to make all medical knowledge available to physicians. That will go into pilot testing this year. And as futurists, we look ahead and say that that knowledge will be available, those tools will be available. They'll be not only for clinicians, but for patients, for individuals, for us. And they'll be able to link the protocols of our healthcare providers with our biomonitoring data and with coaching and motivating data, so that the digital health coach will be a truly significant tool that patients will be able to use.
Well, will they listen, though?
Many will. And one of the forecasts we have is that the technology, some of the companies that will be most effective in doing this are entertainment companies, in that they will be relatively motivating in terms of getting people to be healthier.
So sort of like the next generation of the video games that we're seeing come into play now, that are sort of like these exercise interface things. Now you'll have that on your handheld or whatever, and you'll be able to really get real-time valuable coaching through these apps, let's call them.
Exactly. And then take it out two or three generations, and it will know you, it will speak to you, it'll have your genomic data integrated into your profile. It will know what you like and what you don't like. It will know what kind of words and coaching you respond to. And all of that will be built into its interaction with you.
Wow. Now, your paper that I've read, it really talks about primary care. Let's go back for a second and talk about primary care, the first person that somebody sees, your primary care physician, whatever it may be. Now, you quote that experts say that 10 to 25% of the variance in our health over the course of our life is attributable to health care. What is the significance of that for primary care? I would think initial triage is very important.
Well, triage is important, and the question is, it is health care's role, both primary care and specialty care, to understand and, in many cases, reach out and leverage things beyond the clinic. And so primary care providers in some settings where they know nutrition's a problem write prescriptions for food. And then they check and see whether the people have access to food, whether in some cases they've started community gardens or fostered getting a WIC access to food stamps.
Sure.
And so the issue is that primary care needs to be sensitive to what are the social determinants of health for the patient, what are the things in their housing, education, food, or other factors, and then as appropriate, that primary care provider needs to help leverage those, to change those, to write prescriptions for them, and then to take part, to understand what's happening in the community and to support health advocacy in the community around those social determinants.
Well, I wish you were here last Friday at the University of Miami iCamp, which was all about nutrition and getting it into the clinical setting.
I wish I was, too.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we'll put you together with those folks for sure. Our next guest on our show, Dr. Victor Franks, was one of the people that was there at the conference. And actually, Victor, give me your pen, please. All right, I'm writing it down, Clem. I'm going to put you in touch with them so that you can interface with the guys we know at UM on that.
Great.
Now, you forecast that the patient-centered medical home will be a definition for primary care in your first scenario, but in your third scenario, you argue that the triple arm will defend the quality, the triple aim will defend quality, will define quality, and the patient-centered medical homes will evolve into community-centered health homes. I really butchered what I had written down in my notes, but can you please tell us what's going to happen down the road?
Okay, so the patient-centered medical home is a great improvement in terms of the attention, the focus, the coordination that primary care will give to patients. And increasingly, primary care providers are being certified as patient-centered medical homes. The triple aim is a larger statement of quality that says that all of the increased quality and experience that the patient-centered medical home is pursuing, that we need to do that. But we also need to lower the per capita cost. That's the second aim, lowered per capita cost. And the third aim is increased population health. And the question is, part of the quality and the role of healthcare providers is to increase population health. And that will take a while to figure out how, just as leveraging the social determinants will take some figuring out what's appropriate, it will increasingly be part of the job of healthcare to increase the health of the populations they serve. In that context, the community-centered health home does all the things the primary care patient-centered medical home does, but the community-centered health home also analyzes what the community conditions are, what the patterns of illness and health are in the community, and then says what needs to be focused on in the community, works as a community health advocate, and that increasingly that will be added to the patient-centered medical home role.
Well, Clem, this is such a large and detailed subject, and your research is so wide-ranging. I'm hoping that we can get you back on the show in the next few weeks and go through some more of this great detail, especially as the healthcare reform debate continues to heat up.
Sure, Joe, I'd be happy to.
Okay, well, listen, Clem, I really appreciate your time today, and we look forward to having you on. If people want to get a hold of you or find you or get more information, can you give us your website?
Yes, it's the Institute for Alternative Futures website is altfutures.org, www.altfutures.org, altfutures.org. You can also just Google Primary Care 2025, and it will take you to the report.
Well, Dr. Clem Biesold, Ph.D., Chairman of the Board and co-founder of the Institute for Alternative Futures, I want to thank you so much. We look forward to having you back on the show to talk to us more about the future.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, Jim, thanks. My pleasure.
No problem, Clem. Be well.
All right, you too.
Okay, bye-bye. Back after this with Dr. Victor Franks. We're talking about what happened at iCamp last week.
And you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful.
I just love that song. I was rocking out. I'm sorry. Thank you, Juan. Thank you. I just love that. Thank you. Thank you. We're reading for UF now. We're talking about the University of Florida Center for Bergstrom Studies. We're talking about the Nathan Collier MSRE program. If you want a career in the real estate business, you've got to Google the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, Bergstrom Center. You've got to go up there. You've got to increase your skills. You've got to make yourself valuable to the real estate community. If you want to be in the real estate business in 2025, then make sure you go to the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, the Bergstrom Center, or get your degree from the MSRE program, the Nathan Collier MSRE program at the University of Florida. Thanks for playing that song, Juan. I just love it.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health.
the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did. Hi, this is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, this is Jim Freed, and we are on a You Feel Good kick today. We had the University of Miami Medical System, the University of Miami Health System. We call them UHealth. Their doctor was on. We talked about eating disorders and the prevalence of that. I could even say that I've had a little bit of a problem when I was losing my 40 pounds. It got to be so good, and I got so much positive feedback. I wanted to keep going, but then I finally got the feedback that I looked like a Holocaust survivor, and I stopped. But thank you for helping me lose the weight healthily. And now we've got Dr. Victor Franks, who taught me how to lose the weight healthily, helped me stay away from the eating disorder, helped me look good and feel good. Dr. Franks, what's happening, bro?
What's happening is we're recapping what happened last weekend at the UHealth iCamp. And it was something I've been waiting for a long time, which is doctors actually finally coming to grips with the fact that the old adage, you are what you eat, because they're not taught this in med school much.
Oh, dude, the Clem Beazle, the futurist, he was all over that. He wants to go next year. He thinks that it's the greatest. He started talking about nutrition and the clinical applications, and that's the number one thing he's got on his agenda that needs to be addressed for upcoming healthcare.
Well, I've been talking about this ad nauseum forever on the show. It's like your food can be your medicine, just like Hippocrates said thousands of years ago, or it can be your poison. It doesn't, either way, that's what food will do for you, or somewhere in between. But the doctors during this conference went on to prove this. And as we heard last week from our gastric surgery guest, he said 65 different diseases are directly attributable to obesity.
Yeah, and don't forget the ones that are directly related to being full of crap.
Well, that too, that's another issue. That's a whole other show.
Okay, well, but I'm not going to be throwing that around in here right now, I can tell you that.
But these doctors were talking about, as you said, clinical nutrition melded into a medical practice, but it's a nutrition-orientated physical exam with the subsequent blood tests, lab tests, saliva tests. And one of the most important things, that it was my aha moment. It's food is information. It's not just food, it's information.
Of course, that's what the guy was saying, that the food gives information to your nervous system, which is connected in your stomach, and then that tells you a bunch of things.
A lot of things. And my computer analogy is good data equals proper analysis, or as the old adage goes, garbage in, garbage out. Well, the good food keeps our own personal computers, which our brains are still the greatest computers going.
Well, let me just stop you right there, because the most important thing that we do within our segments of making Jim relaxed is that Tibetan bell thing that you do, and that's all about vibrations and tone. It has nothing to do with laying on hands or massaging or anything, and that's putting in the most non-invasive thing into your body, sound and tone and vibration.
And food itself is vibration as well. And one of the things they stress is eat the whole spectrum, the rainbow of different foods. So the more colorful your foods and the more variety in the colors, the more healthful, just as a general type of thumbnail sketch of your diet, just eat a lot of colors.
I really wish that I could get the Good Vibrations as our out show today. Our out show.
Oh,
but now, Victor,
the Beach Boys are sold
Beach
out.
Boys,
sorry.
Beach Boys. So, but tell me about your upcoming
executive boot camp
retreat. Yeah, because some of these people at ICAM are going.
Part of the boot camp is, well, the other thing I liked about it, they didn't just talk about food. They talked about personalized lifestyle factors, i.e. sleep and relaxation, which my Aqua Bliss is the most relaxing thing ever invented, I think. Exercise.
I agree.
Exercise, movement, and stretching, which is my Aqua Stretch Kinetics, which is the easiest, safest way to stretch.
I agree again.
Nutrition and hydration, they went on about. I said, that's all we talk about.
They had
the
all
show.
These special waters and stuff.
Sure. And the last one was stress and resilience. And that's what the boot camp's all about, is to have people come out to my estate in Montana. I could call it an estate.
Call it an estate. It's a gorgeous
acres.
Piece of land, dude.
And
at the foot of a mountain with a river running through it,
exactly.
For crying out loud,
I mean,
with an island in the middle of the river.
I don't know what else
I can
do.
Where I can pan for gold.
Exactly.
I've heard this.
You can pan for gold. So it's all about getting this crushing stress that people are under these days, that it's hard to get yourself off that hamster wheel, as it were. So this is a way to get that stress dissolve and also to have a lot of fun in the process.
Well, if people want to do that, how do they find out, Vic?
Just check out my website, www.askdrfranks.com.
That's Franks with a C. We'll be right back after this short break with the Associates in Business. Oh, that's right. I forgot the most important part of my show. We've got Lolly Green, MSW, holding with my positive energy moment. Lolly Green, where are you?
I'm right here.
Well, give it to me. What are we talking about today, Lolly Green? How do we set our
goals? We set goals, we said.
Well, tell me about that.
Okay. We all set goals for ourselves, even if we do it informally. And many times we feel overwhelmed. One good way to get off to a good start is to select an easy thing to do first. And once we tackle this and see our success, it lightens the burden of going after more complex goals, the ones that really worry us the most.
Well, that sounds like what they say to the quarterback, throw a quick, easy completion, and then you get the long ones later on.
Right, and likening it to a sporting event or a follow-through, that's a very good way to understand how this works. As we switch to the more difficult parts of our goals, we feel more positive that we can and will succeed. We have built in our own confidence level with an early win. Remember, in goal setting, this is what we need, the three things that are needed. A goal that is, number one, clearly stated or identified. Two, something doable that we know can be done. And three, something we can measure. A measurable goal means we can tell when we actually have reached it and finished and achieved it.
Oh, that's very important.
Yeah, it is. Once a goal of it is already nearly solved. This is probably the most important step in setting goals. Next, is it something we know can be achieved, or is it pie in the sky, just a wish? And lastly, how will we know when we've reached it? If we can measure it, we can check it off our list once it's done. Please put this to work right away. Don't be shy about writing down a goals list. It's your guide. It will make the process much easier and more likely to be a success.
All right, you're top of the line. As always, thank you for the Positive Energy Minute. If people want to find you, how do they send you an email, Lolly?
Okay, it's L Green, that's LGREEN, 661 at AOL.com, or, of course, they can contact you, Jim.
Oh, you're the best. Lolly Green, MSW, with her Positive Energy. We'll be right back after this short break with the Associates in Business and their Facebook magic. Back after this. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel good.
It is Hugo Perez of Data Corp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. Data Corp is the IT partner that you're looking for. Data Corp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make Data Corp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650. Or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, Data Corp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.AskDrFranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. And before we get to my friends at the Associates in Business, I want to remind you to join me at Opal Financial Group's annual Real Estate Investors Summit and Dealmakers Conference next week. You can still get a discount if you call my friend Lauren Shirabi. Give her a call at 212-532-9898 or email them at info@opalgroup.net. This is going to be an awesome conference. I made money last year from the people I met. I'm making money this year from the people I met at the Opal Conference. Make sure you go. I want to see you there. This is going to be an awesome event. Okay, now, my friends from Associates in Business, Alex Thomas is in here, pinch hitting for his buddy, Javier Morales. Alex, give it to me, baby.
Jim, how you doing today, bud?
I am doing great. Now, you guys have been redesigning Facebook page.
We sure have.
We're out there now with their Facebook 2.0 page. What's new?
Well, you know, one of the things that we did for you this past week was to upgrade your Facebook page. You know, in essence, what it is really is taking advantage of the updates for Facebook and the changes to the layout. And basically, it gives you the opportunity to present your pages in a much more clear and visual way.
I'm very excited about all that, and we've got a lot more content. We're driving content now on YouTube. You can go to our YouTube channel now. There's like 10 interviews and testimonials and me going nuts. It's just fabulous entertainment. If you're ever bored, this is something that you can go to and check it out. And we're starting to get hits. It's really awesome.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, something that we can kind of express to some of our listeners out there in terms of utilizing YouTube as an avenue to get some of your word out, you know, you create great content. And how you market that through YouTube is being able to take advantage of a quality written title for your video, updating your tags on that video, and then you can even bookmark those videos. And, of course, if you're lucky enough to have someone like Johnny on your side,
Johnny305,
to put that through the Twitter sphere as well.
Oh, Johnny's the master at doing the Twitter. If anybody wants to reach Johnny, just DM social media 305, and you'll get the absolute number one social media dude that there is on the face of THE Earth.
There you go.
All right. Now, what else have we got going on? I know that we've got some new initiatives. You've got me coming out with my new content. What are we going to do? I'm coming out with this big article. How are we going to make that max out on the world?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's something that we've always touched on and will continue to repeat on is developing that content. And with this new article that you've just written, and I think we're going to be putting that out next week, correct?
Yeah, it's going to go live on Monday morning. It's going to be about the title is going to be Miami After the U. It's going to be about the condo market. And it's basically the subtitle is The Party's On. Because
right.
It is. The Party's On again. There's been no... the market has normalized. It's absolutely blowing and going. The Brickell area, downtown CBD, is a smoking place that young people want to live and have fun. And we're going to talk about that, and you're going to help me get the word out.
That's right. And see, that's what people want to hear, and they want to read about that. They want to learn. They want to be able to make decisions based on good content. Again, that's the value of being able to do that. That's what's going to help to drive the visitors to your website, bring them over to your YouTube channel. Again, you know, we take these platforms and we interconnect them with reason, because once people begin to see, wow, Jim's got great content on this level, then they go to the other platforms, and it kind of it grows from that point.
Well, this they're going to love, because we're going to also, we have live interviews with people like Tibor Hollow. We have an officer from the Related Group. Craig Worley's done the studies for the DDA, and we're going to link all the ST Residential's in it, Victor Balestas. So what we're going to do is we're going to take our article, we're going to link it to their pages, you're going to do some kind of magic. What do you do with that?
Sure. Well, you know, again, I mean, one of the key factors in search engine optimization is inbound links to your website. And it's not good enough just to have a link that's pointing in that, for instance, might say www.freedonbusiness.com. I mean, that has its own value, sure enough. However, what we're looking for is to tie in the keyword into that link. And in doing that, you have a keyword-rich anchor link. And that put together a couple of those, and you're able to dominate some of the keywords that you're looking for.
Oh, I understood
again,
all of that.
That's what drives the traffic to your website.
I didn't understand a word, Alex, but it sounded good and professional to me, and thank God you know how to do it. Now, if people want you to do this kind of service for them, and before we go any further, it's important to note that our website got over 14,000 page views last month, up from a velocity of about probably 8,500 at the beginning of the year, up from about 6,000 last fall. And it's not only due to my content production, it's also due to your efforts. What have you done that's created such a dramatic pickup? Or is it that I'm a genius with content?
Well, you know, Jim,
which I am.
At the end of the day, the content that you develop is what helps to drive the traffic. A website without content is a website that's not going to have very much traffic.
It's just a URL.
That's right. So in continually to develop that content, what you're doing is each time you put out a new article, you're providing a new avenue of traffic to your website. And so you can imagine, as we develop this, looking at where we are now with about 10 articles, let's say a year from now, we might up that to somewhere around 70 articles, 80 articles. So you can imagine the volume of traffic and the increase you can have by developing your content on your blog.
Poor Vivian's never going to see her husband. I'm going to be dictating and writing and proofing and making and doing and flushing and doing all this stuff. I got one more minute left, and then we're going to go to the wrap on the show, Alex. So what is it that we want to do a takeaway from the new Facebook 2.0, and then how do we get a hold of Associates in Business?
You bet. Well, again, I mean, we've discussed this in regards to the new Facebook look. I mean, the key factor here is really the visual aspect of it, and, you know, the migration from small, you know, text-based posts to more, you know, image-based and video-based posts for a little bit more or increased engagement. And so I'd say that's the biggest shift in that aspect. And as far as reaching Associates in Business.
Yeah, that's important here, dude.
You bet, absolutely. So we're on facebook.com/associatesinbusiness, and you can reach us online at www.associatesinbusiness.com as well.
Oh, we always like the Associates in Business. They've helped us build our business. Let them help build your business too. And now we are going to have the end of our show where we're going to go through the rants and the rages, and we're going to get you fried is what we're going to do, everybody. So sit back, and first of all, I want to tell you about next week's show. Next week's show is going to feature Dr. Lee Kaplan. Dr. Kaplan is the Chief U-Health Sports Medicine Associate Professor of Orthopedic Surgery at the University of Miami Miller School, and we're going to have him on. Of course, you know that the University of Miami Health System, we call them U-Health. We're also going to have Craig Worley on. Craig and I are going to talk about our new article. Our article is called Miami After the U. It talks about the condo boom, the condo bust, and the condo rebirth. Yes, the party is on again here in Miami, and we're going to talk about that next week with my good friend Craig Worley. Now I want to talk about a couple of things that get under my skin. The first thing I want to do is talk about the Miami condo market. Everybody said that the Miami condo market would be the biggest bust in the entire world. Juan, how much time do I have? All right. The Miami condo market is booming. It is the hottest thing on the face of the earth. Everybody in Latin America wants a piece of the Miami condo market, and it's just booming. You're going to want a piece, too. You're going to make sure you hear what we have to say next week. Sports business in this town is in full bloom, but grab your wallet. The heat is in the playoffs. It's going to cost you more. The Marlins are starting to smoke and smoke hot. They're going to be good, a hot ticket later on this year. And the Dolphins, I've got a feeling that the Dolphins' soft schedule and the stability on the team, as far as players go, is going to translate into wins on the field this year and a little bit of excitement. And now, the most important thing I've noticed is that the banks and the credit is coming back. You heard an email at the beginning of the show with the young lady looking for personal credit, and I told her to go to the community banks. Good community banks today are there to help small businesses grow. Get to know your community banker. The president of the community bank will help you build your business. It's out there. Make it happen. Go talk to them today. Juan, have I got about a minute left? Okay. I want to thank our sponsors. Of course, I want to thank UHealth, the University of Miami Health System. We call them UHealth on this show. I want to thank Associates in Business for helping me build my business. I want to thank our friends at DataCorp, at the NFL Alumni Association. I want to thank Lolly Green MSW. I want to make sure that you join our community and give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. I'm at Jim Fried, or you can tweet to Johnny at Fried on Business, at Fried on Business. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on LinkedIn. And now on our YouTube page. Make sure you go to YouTube. I've got to put that in on the wrap-up. YouTube. All right. It's absolutely the best vehicle I have of reaching out. You'll absolutely love that stuff. Now, if you missed today's show, it'll be rebroadcast on our webpage, www.freedombusiness.com. You can make sure that you go there and see all our content and the content from our partners. We're going to start putting up lots of really cool content. I'm finally listening to Alex and Javi. And remember, this is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 880 AM next Thursday at 5 when we're going to have Craig Worley on talking about the condo market in Miami. And we're also going to have Lee Kaplan, the chief of UHealth Sports Medicine, associate professor of orthopedic surgery. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
You don't spit in the wind. You don't pull the mask off a Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. What out of South Alabama, come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home, they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say,